Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Hi, Harry Birdwell for the School Land Commission. Every October, state school land is leased at public auction. More than 570 tracts in 30 Oklahoma counties will be offered this year. On Monday, October 17th at 2, we will be in Beaver County, where 17 tracts in Beaver County will be leased. For details, visit clo.ok.gov for all auction locations and times.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Well, Friday trades expected to be light as traders focus on squaring positions for both month-end and end-of-quarter. The quarterly hogs and pigs report will be released this afternoon. Now, as far as the grains are concerned, cash activity expected to be, I should say, as far as the cattle is concerned, cash cattle, activity is expected to be generally done for the week, although a quick look at available numbers indicates that more numbers could still move in parts of the north before the end of session today. Now, this will likely be covered in any cleanup trade activity that may develop today. But any trade that does develop in any area is likely to be steady money on what has traded earlier in the week as the tone has been set for the week. Narrow gains held yesterday across most hog futures trade, opening the door to additional buyer support at the end of the week. Narrow trading ranges expected once again as traders focus on another aggressive week of pork processing, with daily processing schedules today expected to be near 433,000 head. Saturday runs will likely be a little shy of 440,000 head, but not by much. On the grains, those soybeans closed higher overnight, helped bullish export news, but the rebound from Wednesday's lower market was kept in check by the ongoing harvest. Corn finished flat yesterday. Winter wheat lower, and spring wheat a fraction higher, as much of the trade's attention is on the weather maps and Friday's USDA grain stocks report. Again, winter wheat was lightly traded and closed down about 4 cents in both soft red and winter red wheat yesterday, while spring wheat finished higher for the third straight day. December soft red winter on Thursday was unable to hold above the 20-day moving average. Kansas City's December hard red winter also has been range-bound and came to rest at its 20-day average. Corn was unable to hold early gains yesterday and finished unchanged ahead of today's report and advances in the harvest. December finished under key moving averages after early gains failed to push past resistance at the 20 and 50-day moving averages. And soybeans closed higher following the bullish export news, but gains were kept in check by the ongoing harvest. We'll check futures in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, at the close, the cattle futures, live cattle, October down 157 at 101.90, and December was down 50 cents at 103.12. Feeder cattle, October down 52 cents, 127.50, and November down 72 at 123.92. October hogs up 32 cents, 52.02, and December was up 27 cents at 46.97. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, December was down a half cent, 416.75. March was unchanged at 433.75. Chicago wheat, December down 3/4 at 398.25, and March down 3/4 at 421. December corn down a half penny, 328.75. March was down a quarter penny at 338.75. November soybeans down 1.75 cents, 948.5. The January down 2 cents, 954.25. October cotton up 32, 68.27.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.